A car bomb rocked the central Mezzeh district of the Syrian capital Damascus, killing and injuring a number of civilians. A three-year-old child was also among the people killed there. The explosion, which happened in the heavily populated Al-Madrasa neighborhood, also caused material damage to the shops and apartments. Residents of this often targeted neighborhood say armed men frequently attack them because they support resistance against the Israeli enemy.
We, the Syrian people who never stopped resistance against the Zionist enemy, will stay steadfast. We will never forget all those who took part in conspiring on us, like the Qatari and Saudi emirs. I will give my life for the sake of my country. We will stay rallying under the leadership of President Assad.
Elsewhere in the Rukn al-Din neighborhood in North Damascus, several bombers attacked a police station, leaving several people dead. Also, the insurgents attacked a criminal security branch in Bab al-Musalla in southwest Damascus. Authorities say at least 11 people died in the two attacks. The front lines separating Damascus and its countryside remain tense as foreign-backed insurgents carry out attacks in an attempt to infiltrate into the city and gain more ground. But the Syrian army commanders told Press TV they will always be there to repel militants.
We are on the line that separates eastern Al-Ghouta and Damascus. Armed men aim to occupy Damascus. Our mission here is to repel them and advance forward in the areas of Jabar, Ain Tarma, and Zamalka.
There are militants attacking us from Al-Khair markets and the Ain Tarma valley, trying to enter the city. Lots of mortars fall every day. We targeted some of their hideouts and found Israeli and US-made weapons.
Militants in Ain Tarma and Jobar, east of Damascus, attempt on a daily basis to enter the city. These insurgents fired several mortar rounds that fell only meters away from the army unit, which Press TV was accompanying. In response, the Syrian government forces returned fire on the armed groups. The Syrian army's operations to clear more areas of the insurgents have recently increased in Berzeh and Al-Qabun, in the northeast of the capital.
Syrian army operations continue in Damascus and its countryside, blocking the way in front of foreign-backed militants trying to infiltrate into the city center. Official sources have confirmed that operations will continue until all armed men are eliminated on Syria's soil. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus countryside.